word that has proceeded out of my mouth, if I said I will do it, in other words, God said, I guarantee you that I will perform it. And if I don't perform it, you got the greatest reward of the other, because you're not going to the lake of fire, you're going to heaven. Do you hear me? Do you hear what God is trying to tell us tonight? But the Bible tells me, you see, man is getting very worried. He said, everybody talking about millennium, YK2 and Y2K or whatever you want to talk about. But you know, I'm not even worried about that. That's their problem. I believe we got a problem. We better be ready. But I might not never. I hear too much about this millennium. There's something going on. We might not even be down here when this year come on. Y'all better listen to me tonight. Because the Bible says these signs shall follow them. The Bible tells us that in the last days that they would be given in marriage and marrying and given in marriage. But God ain't never wanted us to have no four or five husbands. He ain't never wanted us to have four or five wives. But then now we can check one out today, marry her and divorce her and get us another. Those are some of the signs that God said would be in the last days. Then he said that man's enemies would be those of his own household. Even your children are coming up on with murdering parents. Parents are even murdering children. Some of them are murdering children before they come out the mother's womb. Pulling a baby out of it, throwing it in the trash can, and putting on a prom dress, going on to the dance. So, Jesus said they don't have any morals. It's not no matter what you've done. It's what you're going to do about it.
You know I feel like going. We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. Please join us each Sunday at the same time or visit us for worship in Leesville, Louisiana. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sabbath service Saturday at 1 p.m. Our phone number is 337-238-0314. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our general overseer and founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In
my life. God. I'm excited about the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. In Psalms 27, Psalms 27, verse 5 and 6. Psalms 27, verse 5 and 6. It should be on the screen. Amen. Psalms 27, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, let's read. In time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. For now shall my eye he be lifted up above my enemy. Unto the Lord. Amen. Thank you this morning. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about this morning. Trouble don't last always. Amen. Trouble don't last always. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Trouble don't last always. Amen. This is for the believers, amen, to believe this, because in time of trouble, God hides believers from enemy, set them secretly and secure upon a high rock. He take care of his believers. If you're a believer, trouble won't last always. Amen. It's just a season, but we all going to go through it. Amen. We're all going to go through it. Every now and then, you're going to face some trouble. Amen. We always go through trouble every now and then. If you don't, it don't matter, my brothers and sisters, who you are. If you're saved, or if you're not saved, we always face trouble. You hear what I say? If you're saved or not saved, we always face trouble, but trouble don't last always. Amen. This nation is in trouble. Big trouble. There's trouble in families, trouble in marriage, trouble in our children, children trouble, church trouble. Everywhere you go, there is trouble. Trouble will stop you from trusting God. But trouble don't last always. It don't. It's a season. You got to understand, it's a season. Trouble will stop you from praising God. Because when you have so much trouble and you don't turn it over to Jesus, you will not praise God. And trouble will only last how long you allow it to last. You hear what I say? It'll last only how long you allow it to last. Some people, I believe, like trouble. Because you ask them how they're feeling, how they're doing, or not good. Every time you turn around, they got a bad day. I mean, you just have, 30 days in a month and 29 days not good. Amen. You ought to have one good day at least. You ought to be able to thank God for at least one good day. And those people that I don't like to be around, because you're letting the devil take control of your life. Amen. Trouble don't last always. I don't care if you're going through, you ought to not show it. You ought to not let the devil see you going through it. You ought to praise God anyhow. Amen. You ought to praise God anyhow. Trouble. We are not the only one going through trouble. Sometimes you think you're the only one got trouble. A whole lot of people got trouble. They may not say it. They might not tell it to you, but they all going through trouble. Some people put the trouble in Jesus' hand. They don't put it in nobody else's hand. Amen? That's our problem. We tell all our trouble to everybody else, but we don't tell it to Jesus. Everybody knows you're going through trouble, but except Jesus. When you learn to put your problem and your situation in the hand of Jesus, he can work it out better than you can. Then you can turn around and say, trouble don't last always. I've been through it, I'm going through it, but I'm not going to stay in it. because I know I'm coming out, because victory is mine. Amen. Victory is mine. Amen. So we got to understand that, my brother and sister. We're not the only one going through trouble. But can I tell all of us this morning, if your trouble is not bigger than the cross, you really don't have no trouble. Y'all ain't going to shout this morning. If your trouble is not bigger than the cross, you really don't have no trouble. You get going through a little something. That's all it is. Because think about it. Amen. The cross, amen, they nailed Jesus to the cross. Amen. They nailed, sinful people nailed him to the cross. Amen. But still, victory was his. So every now and then when I look back, when I see I'm going through something, and I got to remind myself that if my trouble or my problem is not bigger than the cross, I really don't have no trouble. I really don't. You don't really have no trouble yourself. Amen. So we need to stop complaining and start praising God more. Amen. Start praising him more. Because can I tell you, we all are in this together. Maybe your children today, maybe mine's tomorrow. It ain't good to laugh at nobody's family when they go through something. Quit something like God is whipping them. That the kid God whipping all of us. Amen. Because we're all going to go through trouble. And sometimes you're going to face some trouble with some ups and downs. We not to understand, my brother and sister, God is in control. Trouble don't last always. Amen. People all over this world are afraid to travel because of ice. They're afraid to get caught. They're afraid to get in trouble. But Jesus told me to tell you this morning, those who are born again, that we are the salt of the earth. Y'all miss that. We are the salt of the earth. Salt melt ice. Y'all don't believe that, huh? I wish I had some Bible students in here. Y'all ever tried that? Huh? Salt melt ice. Huh? Huh? We are the light of the world. A city that sit high that cannot be hid. So we need to pray. Trouble don't last always. Amen. There was a preacher one a few months ago who got came out, he was preaching and went home, and ICE caught him and took him in jail. But the people of God, his members, went down in prayer. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. See, sitting y'all crying and weeping and whining. We need to pray. They went down in prayer. He stayed about a month. But they had to release him because they found out they are the salt of the earth. We got power. Oh, I lost my people. I say those who are born again. See, if you're not born again, you're not going to believe that. You're going to grumble. Trouble don't last always. And I had to listen to God. God, Jesus told me, tell my people, they are the salt of the earth. And I know things are going bad in him. But if we need to pray, watch God move. God can turn things around. He can turn things around if we only believe, huh? And he did. He will turn it around. He said, we trouble don't last always. But David this morning helped us out. He said, in the time of trouble, in the time of trouble, there will be a time of trouble in your life. People tell you when you give your life to the Lord, you won't have no trouble. That's the biggest lie. That's when trouble stops. I just want two or three people who who could witness it in. Amen. Some Christian people make you believe when you give your life to Jesus Christ that you won't have no trouble. But that's the time when trouble stops. Tell the truth. I'm blessed, but I'm still burdened. I'm still stressed. Trouble will knock at your door. Amen? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it will, huh? Even if you have a relationship with God, you will still face trouble. That's when you go face it. I just want two or three who's woke this morning, who's not sleeping. Even if you stay on your knees and pray, even if you stay in the Word of God, even if you read the Word of God and you got a close relationship with Jesus, you still going to face some trouble. Oh, yeah, yeah. The storm of life is going to show up some trouble. Brother Samuel, some trouble. You're going to go through the storm and some trouble is right there. Seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another. Always. Trouble don't last always, my brother and sister. Nah. But trouble this morning come to teach us something. Trouble don't last always. If you are broke, God can put you back together. Thank you, Lord. Have anybody ever been broke and the Lord put you back together? You just like the potter. You went to the potter, but he put you back together. Huh. You know what it means to be hit with trouble. Do anybody really know what it means to be hit with trouble? On every side, every angle, you turn to this side trouble. You turn to that side trouble. You go to the front trouble. You go to the back trouble. Do anybody know what it means to be hit with trouble? But it don't last always. But he allowed us to go through some trouble. Why me, Lord? Why not you? Trouble in your sickness. Trouble in your pain. Sometimes the devil make you believe that you never will get better. You never will get better. But the devil is a lie. Trouble don't last always. You go to the doctor. He started adding one pill. He add another pill. He add this. But I'm going to take it in the name of Jesus. Because trouble don't last always. I really want to talk to some real people this morning. Some real people who know what trouble feel like. I don't want to talk to those who's sedate. I want to talk to those who have been through some trouble. So I don't want to talk to the proud people. You just can sit there and be cute. Brush the stuff off of you. You know, look cute. I want to talk to those who have some struggle with trouble in life. I want to talk to those that you didn't know how you're going to make ends meet. You didn't know where your next meal going to come from. You didn't know how you're going to pay your bills. Trouble don't last always. I want to talk to those who really, people don't understand that how you can smile and you should be crying. It's nothing but God's grace. Amen. You've been through this and they're wondering, you know, you should have committed suicide. You should have took an overdose. You should have destroyed yourself. But you realize that trouble don't last always. It's just a season. I'm just going through it. Going through the motion. Can I tell you, my brother and sister, people don't understand. Who did look? Understand, you didn't look for trouble, but trouble found you. Anybody just go look for trouble? Trouble find you. But trouble cannot find you without Jesus' permission. Oh, Jesus got to give trouble permission to upset you. He got to give trouble permission to tap you on the shoulder. He got to give trouble permission to, amen, to tamper with you, because trouble can't do nothing with a child of God without going through the Holy Spirit. It just in time of trouble, it's just a season, just a day, just a moment. It's just a period. It's just a month. It won't last but so long. Long as you allow it to last, it won't last but so long. Trouble will hit all of us. It don't matter how much money you have or if you don't have no money. What you drive or if you're walking, trouble will hit all of us. Amen. People think because you got money, you ain't going to have trouble. Oh, yeah, you're going to have trouble. People think because you're broke, you ain't going to have trouble. Yes, you will. Especially when you're on the lost side. Amen. You got to understand, my brother. See, but we got to understand, say, the divine shelter. God is our divine shelter in time like these, huh? He is our divine shelter in time like this. Because look what David, he keep on saying, in time of trouble, huh? He shall hide me. In time he shall hide. God's hand is in our trouble. You're not there by yourself, huh? In time of trouble, he shall hide me. The Lord will cover me. He will cover you. You are covered by the Holy Spirit. Even though you're going through trouble, you are covered, my brother and sister. You're not in there all alone. God got you. Look, he got your back. He's taking care of you, huh? And let me tell you, ain't it feel good when you're covered by the hand of God? Oh, it feel good when you're covered by the hand of God, because he said, look, in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion in secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. Look at him right there, my brother and sister. He say, I'm covered. He hide me. I've been in some trouble, but he covered me. Some stuff you've been in, reason why that you ain't got caught, reason why you in this pole, because the Lord covered you. Y'all ain't going to talk to me this morning. Some sin that, amen, you know it was done, but the Lord covered us. That's why some of you ought to quit, or should not stop shouting in here today. Because we make people believe we've been saved all our life. And you see, the only one that do that, the only one that sits still with their hand crossed. But you're looking at those who hooping and shouting, looking at them, why in the world they hooping and shouting? Because, baby, you don't know that the Lord covered them, huh? Huh? Tell the truth, huh? God cover you. And some people try to lie on you, but God still covered you. Have you ever been lied on? Oh, I'm going to talk to some real people. Huh? Have you ever been lied on? Huh? Have you ever been ridiculed? Huh? But God covered that. Huh? Some people try to say some mean things about you, but the Lord say, I won't let it happen because you belong to me. I just want two or three people, because some of you still sleeping in here. I don't know. But I want the real people. He covered all of us. He covered in time of trouble. And not only covered you, but he protect you. You couldn't protect yourself. He protect me. If he didn't protect you, he'd protect me. The enemy tried. Boy, the enemy tried to do some stuff. But he couldn't do it because the Lord protect me. Huh? He protect you. But he hide me, huh, in the pavilion. Look, David was saying this all through the text. We just didn't read it. I just went to verse 5 and 6. But David started off this in verse 1. All the way to 4. Look what he said. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Why should I fear people? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. You don't have no strength. The Lord is my strength, of my life, And whom should I be afraid of, What you afraid of? People can't hurt you, long as the Lord got you covered, Watch, son. It's shouting time to the believers, Verse 2, he say, when the wicked, watch, read the Bible, when the wicked, but not just the wicked, even, y'all missed it, when the wicked, even my enemy, you thought you didn't have no enemy? Is it in the Bible, or did y'all tear it out, Even my enemy and my foe came up upon me to eat up my flesh, But this, oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me. Quit worrying about your enemy, They stumble and they fail, They fail. Why? Because God covered you, When your enemy came against you, amen, when they say mean thing about you, Yes, they stumble and they fail. Woo! Because trouble don't last always. When your enemy thought you wasn't going to amount to nothing, when your enemy thought it was all over with you, when your enemy thought, you know that you wouldn't amount to anything, They stumble and they fail, And we said they came up to eat up my flesh. They tried to eat you up. How to eat you up? With words. With lying stuff. With envy. With strife. But it didn't do no good. Every time they allow me, bounce off. And they stumble and they fail. That's why you ain't got to worry about your enemy. You got to put your enemy in the hands of God. Because God can do some miraculous thing with your enemy. Quit trying to fight your enemy. All you're doing is just hurting your own self. You're losing a battle, amen, that don't belong to you. It belongs to the God, All we got to do is learn to pray and stay in the word of God and watch your enemy fall. Don't wish nothing bad on your enemy, but let him put him in the hands of God, Let him keep talking. Let him keep saying mean things about you. The more you talk about me, the more I'm going to bend my knees. The more I'm going to praise God. You're not going to stop. I wish I had two or three people in here, amen. The more you talk about me, the more I'm going to bend my knees. And the more I'm going to lift up my hand and say, Lord, you can do it better than I can do it, because trouble don't last always. The wicked. Quit lying, telling people, I ain't got no enemy. We all got an enemy. If Jesus had an enemy, who you think you are? You are not Jesus Jr.? We all got enemies. If Jesus had them, we got them too. But we know what to do. Put them in the hands of the Lord. They stumble and they fail, Now don't you stumble and fall trying to get back at them. Quit staying up all night and all day trying to figure out how you're going to handle your enemy. Jesus, God say, if God never sleep, now slumber. Somebody need to get some sleep. Trying to figure out how you're going to pay your enemy back. Put him in the hands of God. David said, they stumble and they fail. Their hosts should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. For walls should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Amen. Walls. A lot of walls, but this will I be confident. Look what he's saying, my brother and sister. He's in control. God covers, and we're worrying about how we gonna make it. All we got to do is just trust God, and remember that trouble don't last always. It lasts long as you allow it to last. Amen.